सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
अर्जुन से न चैतद् विद्मः कुतरत् न गरीयो यदा वा जयेम यदि वा नो जयेयू आई डू नॉट नो आई एम कन्फ्यूज आई एम नेबल नॉट एबल टू डिसाइड वॉट यत वा जयेम इफ वी विन और यदि वा नो जयेयू और दे विन इफ द कौरव विन और वी विन पांडव विन आई डोंट नो विच वन इज गुड I'm not able to decide. Totally confused. Yane bhatvana jijivisam aste avasthitah pramukhe dhartarashtra. Jijivisam, I don't want to live. Without what? Dhartarashtra, my cousins, son of Dhritarashtra, they are all standing. Without them, I don't want to live also. See how much attachment has come in. How much love and attachment has come in. Only for this he is not ready to fight. And he will tell, I am not going to fight. So what has happened? Verse number 7.
कार्पण्यदोषोपहतस्वभावः पृच्छामि त्वां धर्मसम्मूढचेताः
पृच्छामि त्वां
धर्मसम्मूढचेताः यच्छ्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे
यच्छ्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे
शिष्यस्तेऽहं शाधि मां त्वां प्रपन्नम् शिष्यस्तेऽहं शाधि मां त्वां प्रपन्नम् कार्पण्यदोषोपहतस्वभावः पृच्छामि त्वां धर्मसम्मूढचेताः यच्छ्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे शिष्यस्तेऽहं शाधि मां त्वां प्रपन्नम्
So Arjun belongs to Kshatriya family. He knows his duty, what is to be done. His duty is to protect kingdom and protect dharma also. But he is confused. He is deluded at this point of time. He is deluded. He is not able to make correct judgment. Whatever Lord is saying, you should do this thing. This is an arjushtam. You want to run away. This will not give you swarga, it is aswargyam, akirti karam. This will not give you kirti or fame. Arjun says, no. If I run away, if I don't kill them, it is arja jushtram. It is practiced by arya. Why? Because noble people should not be killed. And if I kill noble people, this will not give me swarga. This will give me narak. And if I kill these noble people, will criticize me. They will not respect or give me mala, ajo. We will honor you. No. And now he has surrendering. He himself says, now my chetas is karpanya dosa upahita savabha. Earlier, Sanjay has said, What was the diagnosis of Sanjay? Kripaya Vishtam, verse number one. Sanjay says he is overpowered by emotion of pity. Then Lord diagnosed. What was the diagnosis of Lord? Kasmal. Kasmal means? Moha, delusion. What is delusion? Not understanding a thing as it is. What was the wrong understanding? They are my enemy. Now he is understanding they are my relatives. This is wrong understanding of situation. And he himself diagnosed that it is Karpanya Dosa. Karpanya Dosa. What is Karpanya Dosa? Have you heard Kripan? What is Kripan? Kripan means miser. Do you know who is a miser? Miser is a person who has got wealth. He doesn't want to spend on himself, nor he wants to share with others. Is that right? Miser is a person who has got wealth. He doesn't want to spend on himself, nor he wants to share with anybody. He is called Miser Kripan. How Arjun is Kripan? Arjun is Kripan. He says, I have got intellect. I know everything very well. I know Shastra also. I know my duty also. But at this point of time, my intellect is not helping me. It's not available for me. Therefore, I am not able to take right judgment. So, Kripanata has come. It is a sense of helplessness has come. Deenata has come. I am helpless here. Okay. Then, what has that made? It has made dharma sammood cheta. Shastra bihit karma, whatever is written in the Shastra, if you act according to that, it is called dharma. Whatever is prohibited in the Shastra is called nisiddha karma, prohibited action. So he is confused about what is his dharma now. Although Lord has said, whatever you are saying is anarjustam, aswargyam, akirtikaram, you are kleibhyam, utthishta, but nothing is happening. He is doing just opposite. What is right, Lord is saying this is right, but he is saying no, this is not right. Just opposite. Because of delusion. Prichhamitam, I seek your advice. Now Arjun is no more justifying his position. He is not putting forward any argument now. He has diagnosed that it is Karpanya Dosa. My intellect is dharma sammood cheta. Therefore, prichhami tvam, what he is asking, yasreya syat nisitam bruhi tatme sisyate aham sadhimam tam prapannam. Yasreya, what is sreya? What is good for me, you tell me. In Kathopanishad, we get two words, sreya and priya. In Bhagavad Gita also, we get the word sreya and priya. What is priya? Priya is that thing which gives you joy immediately, but ultimately it will give you sorrow. A student seeing TV serial before his exam, he is getting joy immediately by seeing the TV serial. But what will be the result? Sorrow. Just before exam, he is seeing TV serial. He is not studying. He is getting joy. It is called prayer. That which gives you joy right now, but ultimately will give you sorrow. Then what is Sriya? Sriya is that which gives you pain now, but ultimately will give you amrit, immortality. Suppose I request all of you, from tomorrow morning, you will get up in Brahma Muhurat. The next question you will ask, what is Brahma Muhurat? I will say it is 2 hours 24 minutes before sunrise. Oh, we have never seen sunrise. You are asking us to get up at Brahma Muhurat and do your sadhana. Is it not painful? Definitely. But what will be the result? You will get amrit. That is Sreya. So Arjun is saying, what is Shreya for me, what is good for me, what is good for the dharma, you tell me that. And how you should tell me that? Nishchitam Bruhi. In decisive way you say. Nishchitam Bruhi. Why you should say, Tatme Shishya? I am your Shishya now. He is not saying, I am your friend. He is not saying, I am your Shishya. Aham Sadhi. Sadhi means you teach me, you govern me, you guide me. And Maham Tam Prapannam, I am surrendering. Surrendering. How you have to surrender? Surrender means I don't have any more ego. Where is this ego? Ego is in the head. Our Swami Purushottamananji used to say, what is surrender? Surrender is putting your sir under. This way. This is called surrender. Ego, surrender. That is why we have got the Dandavat Pranam. Do you know what is Dandavat Pranam? Dand means a stick. Like a stick lies, you lie down. How? With your stomach on the floor. In that position, you can't do anything. You are totally helpless. And Guru will act on you. Guru will act on you. Whatever Guru says, you do that. Tatme Shishya, I am asking you guidance as a student, not as a friend. In the case of friend, we seek guidance many times from our friends. Hey, this is the situation, what do you think? What should I do? He will give you advice. Whether you will act or not, it is your choice. You are not bound by that advice. But in the case of when you get an advice from a teacher, you are bound. If you have got the faith in Guru and the Shastra, you should follow his instruction. You have got no choice there. No choice there. That is the difference. Tatme Shishya. And what is the job of teacher? Teacher job is to impart you that knowledge which will be clear. Understanding will be clear. There will not be any doubt. Arjun is expecting only that much. So whatever you tell me in such a clear word so that I can understand. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, you will find Arjun asks many questions to Lord. Whenever there is a doubt, he will ask question. And Lord will tell. Even after the end of chapter 18, Lord again asks him, have you understood, Arjun? If not, I will tell you again. Again I will tell you. So that is the job of the teacher, to transfer the knowledge doubt-free. It's not like in the university or in the colleges in India. I've got no experience of college or university here. There I have found the professor will come, give his lecture, go away, whether you are present or not present, whether you have understood or not understood is not his headache. Do you agree with me? Yes, they are like that. Tvam prapannam, I surrender to you, I give up my ego, I hold nothing as mine, to make me a man or mar is now your job. It is just like gold surrenders to goldsmith. Whatever you want to make from this gold, it is your choice. Make it a bangle or a necklace or a earring or a nose pin or whatever you want. That type of surrender is needed. Whatever teacher says, you go on doing that. This is called Guru Upasadan of Arjun. Arjun will ask many questions, Lord will answer also. Guru Upasadan means Guru Upasadan, going to Guru, spiritual teacher. And Guru has accepted him also. So Arjun is open to change. He is not arrogant. Open to change. It's a very great thing. When you go for a spiritual study, whatever is your understanding, you have to make yourself empty. Empty. The cup should be empty. One seeker went to a Zen master for the knowledge and the Zen master realized this person is not empty. He started pouring tea from his kettle in the cup. and the cup was overflowing. Student said, "What are you doing, master?" He thought master is not pakka guru, but master was trying to teach him. Yes, that is what your state is of your mind. Your mind is already full with pre-notions. See, if I pour knowledge of self, it will not stay there. So the cup has to be empty. We all have got preset notions which are not based according to the scripture. So whenever we get something from Guru or from the Shastra which is against our understanding, we don't want to accept it for the time being. But here Arjun is ready to change. To urge human to accept that I have erred is a better human. Arjun is accepting that I am no more arguing. I accept it, I have karpanya dosa has happened. Krishna has accepted him as a student and will give him clarity and understanding. He will see that Arjun understand clearly everything. Arjun was taught to fight for dharma, but seeing Bhishma Drona, he became dharma sammood chetasa. Before coming, he promised, he said earlier, yasya virya samashritam dhartarashtra vikartase hantasi prathamam bhismam misnam sarva dharmanivan. Hantasi prathamam bhismam, I will kill Bhishma first. How? In front of everybody. When did he say? Before coming to the battlefield. Who said? Arjun said. Same Arjun, now seeing Bhishma and Drona, has changed. Why? Attachment. He is not seeing enemy, he is seeing they are our swajan. Ye to apne aadmi hai. He knows Rajdharma and vowed earlier to kill Bhishma, but Moh has clouded his intellect. Arjun knows his sabhav also, he is fearless, sharp, valor, courageous, ability, but all has come to a knot because of one dosa, karpanya dosa. It is difficult to accept friend as a teacher, but Arjun has done. Will you be able to accept your friend as your teacher? Very, very difficult. Now, surrender is of two types. One surrender is, Tvam eva sarvam, you alone are my refuge. You alone are my asre. Tvam api sarvam. Tvam eva sarvam. Eva means alone. Tvam api sarvam. Api sarvam means, if you are not able to satisfy me, I am going to another guru. But Arjun surrender is Tvam eva sarvam, you alone. Why Tvam eva? Because Arjun knows that Brahma Vidya he can get only from a guru who is a realized Brahmanishtha. And he knows Bhagwan is able to give me. Nobody else will be able to give me. So therefore, Tvam eva sarvam. Next.
Nahi prapashyami mamapanudyat. Nahi prapashyami mamapanudyat. Yachokamuchoshanamindriyanam. Yachokamuchoshanamindriyanam. Avapya bhuma vasapatna mritham. Avapya bhuma vasapatna mritham. Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam. Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam. Nahi prapashyami mamapanudyat. Yachokamuchoshanamindriyanam. Avapya bhuma vasapatna mritham. Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam.
I don't see. what you don't see. Mam apunudyat yat sokam. Sokam means this soka, this grief. Mam apunudyat, apunudyat means would remove. I don't see how I can remove this sorrow. Many times we are also puzzled. When we suffer, when the soak comes, we are not able to find out what is the solution for this grief. How can I come out of this sorrow? Same thing with Arjuna. I am not able to come out of this soak. And what this soak, what this grief is doing? Uchchosanam indriyanam. It dried up, it's burning, it's torturing my senses. Avapya bhumau sapatnam riddham rajya suranam apicha adhipatyam. So I don't know any other thing how to remove this thing. I know only thing, only you can remove it. Therefore, don't reject me, Krishna. Oh Krishna, don't reject me. There is no other way I can remove this sorrow. Uchchosanam indriyanam, torturing, burning my indriyas, and I am sitting on this chariot, I am weak. I am not able to hold the gandhi. The bow also I can't hold. Such is my position. And we think something great he has said in this verse. We think antidote of sorrow is joy of the world. This is our understanding. Remove the sorrow with the joy of the world. But Arjuna is saying, avapya bhumau asapatnam riddham rajyam suranam apicha adhipatyam. Avapya, having obtained bhumau, this earth. And how is this earth? Asapatnam, unrivaled. Riddham, prosperous. Rajyam, the whole of earth if you give me. How is this earth? Prosperous earth. This is not going to remove my sorrow. We think petty joy of the world will give me sorrow, but he is saying even the whole earth which is prosperous is given to me, this will not remove my sorrow. Not only that, suranam apicha adhipatyam, if you give me the lordship of all devtas. That means even if you give me swarga also and this world also, this will not remove my sorrow. This will not. So worldly joys will not remove my sorrows. Those who remove sorrows by joy of poetry are not seeker. A seeker will not run to the world outside for removing his sorrow. Arjuna has asked for the Shreya. He has given full freedom to Guru. And Arjuna is no more holding to his all old viewpoints which he has argued in chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita, what is going to happen if we fight this war. And after saying this, he kept quiet. He sat down. Emotions had depressed him. Profound knowledge of self by the Lord will remove grief. Although the question of Arjuna is dharma sammud cheta, please tell me what is my duty. His question is only this much, what is my duty? I am not able to utilize my intellect. Karpanya dosa has happened. My intellect is not available at this point of time. Please tell me what is my duty. But Lord is not going to tell him immediately, get up and fight, because Lord knows that the sorrows of the world can be removed only by Now you have to tell a million times, I have said, there is only one medicine to remove the sorrow of the world. Knowledge of self, Atma-gyan. Only medicine to know permanently removal of all sorrow of the world is Atma-gyan. So Gita enables us to face the challenges of life and relieve our mental tension, following which we can successfully play our part in the world and fulfill our obligations in life. Sloka 9.
Sanjaya Yuvacha
संजय उवाच
एवं मुक्त्वा ऋषिकेशम्
एवं मुक्त्वा ऋषिकेशम्
गुडाकेशः परन्तपः
गुडाकेशः परन्तपः
नयोत्सैति गोविन्दम्
नयोत्सैति गोविन्दम्
उक्त्वा तूष्णीं बभूवः
आतुष्णीं बभूवः
संजय उवाच एवं मुक्त्वा ऋषिकेशं गुडाकेशः परन्तपः नयोत्स इति गोविन्दम् उक्त्वा तूष्णीं बभूवः
एव मुक्ता हैविंग सेड सो नाउ अर्जुन इज एक्सेप्टिंग हिज एलिमेंट What is his ailment? Karpanya dosh or delusion or kripyavishtam. Something has happened to him. And he is ready to act as per the advice of Master, as per the advice of Bhagwan, as per the advice of his friend Lord Krishna. So two things. He accepts his problem. Number two, he has surrendered and is ready to accept the advice of his Guru. Rishikesa, who is Rishikesa? Lord of Indriya. Lord of Indriya means Antaryami. Lord of Indriya means we have five organs of perception, five organs of action, then Man, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankar. These are instruments. For each instrument, we have got a Devata. Where is that Devata? He is residing in us. Therefore, he is Antaryami. So, Rishikesa means Antaryami. Gudakesa means who has conquered his sleep. Who has conquered his sleep. Sleep represents tamogun. That means one who has conquered tamogun, he is Gudakesa. So Gudakesa, Arjun has surrendered. Surrender means it shows he is a wise person, he is not a fool. He is a wise person. He has surrendered that I need help and my guru will help me. Parantapa, destroyer of foes. He is not fearful. Because of delusion, this position has come. Sanjay has used two words for Arjun, Gudakesa and Parantapa. Gudakesa we have seen, one who has conquered his sleep. And Parantapa is the destroyer of foes. And for Lord Krishna, Sanjay has used two words, Rishikesa and Govindam. What is the meaning of Govindam? Govindam meaning, one meaning is, Go means Veda. One who is the knower of Veda is called Govinda. There are other meaning also, which you will study in Bhaj Govindam. When we analyze Govindam word, there are three meaning for that. But for our purpose here, Govinda means one who is the knower of Veda. Govindam. Therefore, he is Srotriya. And Rishikesa means Brahmanist, established in the self. So, Srotriya and Brahmanist is Guru Sri Bhagwan. He knows Brahma Vidya. He is established in Brahma Vidya. That he is sure. Sanjay is sure about that. Na yosseti Govindam muktva tusnim bhavuha. Na yosse. I will not fight. And he became silent. Last verdict given by Arjun, I will not fight. After that, he kept quiet. You see, self-centered actions, which we call selfish actions makes us tired. You will experience physical and mental fatigue. Not only that, you will retire early also. Moment you cross 50, you start thinking, when will I retire? When will I retire? When will I retire? And you will find in IT industry people retiring at the age of 35 and 40. Why so? A CEO of a IT industry drawing millions of dollars per year, he retires at the age of 35, 38, 40. Why? Because he has to work 20 hours a day to get $1 billion as a salary and perquisites. He has to work so hard. It is selfish action. Therefore, he is mentally and physically tired. Therefore, he retires at 35, 40. Billions are standing in the account. What will he do with the money? But if the same person is doing with the higher, acting for the higher goal, then that becomes more enthusiastic. There is no fatigueness there. That is what our Lord gave it to Arjun. Same knowledge gave it to Arjun. So philosophy of Gita will lift Arjun from his depression and inertia to an awakening of his duties and responsibilities. Lord instills the concept of working for a selfless goal rather than egocentric desires. After listening to Krishna, Arjun wakes up, fights and become victorious. You will not find in Bhagavad Gita this dejected, despondent Arjun, the Lord is giving some medicine, Ayurvedic medicine or homeopathic medicine or allopathic medicine. He didn't give anything. And the sermon was given in 2.5 hours. If you chant this Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapters will take only 2.5 hours. That's all. Explanation take years to explain this. But in 2.5 hours, this despondent, dejected Arjun got up, started fighting and won the battle also. Same way, if we get this knowledge, we are all Arjun. Our status is just like Arjun. If we understand this knowledge, if we understand this science, we can also face all the challenges of the world. Nothing has changed. World was giving sorrow at the time of Arjun also. World was giving sorrow at the time of Ram also. And world is giving sorrow even now. There is no change. So what is the medicine? Everybody have to say Atma Vidya. Atma Vidya, Brahma Vidya. Without that Atma Vidya, Brahma Vidya, this sorrow will not end. Next verse.
Tam uvacha Rishikesah.
Tam uvacha Rishikesah.
Prahasanniva Bharata.
Prahasanniva Bharata.
Senayor ubhayor madhye.
Senayor ubhayor madhye.
Vishidantam idam vachah.
Visidantam idam vachah.
Tamuvacha Rishikesah Prahasanniva Bharata Senayor ubhayor madhye Vishidantam idam vachah.
Tam stands for Arjun. To that Arjun who came to the battlefield and ordered charioteer Krishna, take my chariot in between the two armies. I want to see who are the people who have assembled here, who have come here to fight with me. To that Arjun, who after seeing Bhishma Pitamah and Dronacharya became dejected. To that Arjun to whom Lord said Klaibhyam. To that Arjun whom Lord said it is Anarjustam, Akirtikaram, Aswargiyam. To that Arjun, there is a word here, Bharat. Here Bharat is said for, not for Arjun, Dhritarashtra. Because Sanjay Uvacha, Sanjay is saying, who is the listener there? Dhritarashtra is there. Where it is happening? It is Indraprastha. Indraprastha means Delhi. Where is the war is going on? Kurukshetra. How far it is that? 180 miles away. So Bharat here represents Dhritarashtra. Visidantam, despondent. Who is despondent? Arjun is despondent. He is deluded. He is sorrowful. He is not able to check his emotion. He is grieving in public. Whole 4 million people are seeing that Arjun is sitting in chariot. He has cast away his bow and arrows. He is crying. Could not check his emotions also. To that Vishnu Prasanna Eva, smilingly. Who is smiling? Lord is smiling. About 5 minutes back, Lord was only his friend. Now he is his teacher. As a friend, if friend is weeping and his other friend is smiling, how you will feel? Prasanna Eva, he is smiling. Why is smiling? Oh, you speak intelligently. You gave such a brilliant arguments. And now you are weeping. I told you this is Anarjustam, this is Aswargiyam, Akirtikaram, and you countered it and said, no, this is Arjustam, running away from the battlefield, Arjustam. It will give me Swarga. Lord is smiling because he is going to give him Brahma Vidya. Although the question is Dharma Samur Cheta, but he will give Atma Gyan immediately. Start with Atma Gyan. Why is he smiling? He is smiling that he is going to give this Brahma Vidya in battlefield. Or Brahma Vidya, you need a solitary place. Our Gurudev Swami Chinmananji has to go to Uttarkashi and Gangotri, because Tapovan Maharaj used to settle only from Gangotri to Uttarkashi. In winter he will come down to Uttarkashi, not even to Rishikesh and Haridwar, forget about that. And in summer months he will go to Gangotri. Sivanand Swami says, you want the Brahma Vidya, then you go to Tapovan Maharaj. All the way walking up to that Gangotri, when he reached there, Tapovan Maharaj tested him, whether he is a true seeker or not. Asked him, who sent you? Sivanand Swami, have you got a letter? No, go, get a letter. All the way he went and got a letter. I have brought a letter, keep it. Then after that, started teaching. But there were two conditions. Condition number one, I can call you anytime and start the class. No appointed time. 2 to 2:40 will be Gita. No, not like that. And I will tell you only one. And if I question, if you don't answer, you have to go back home. You will not be allowed to write anything. Nothing in pustak, it has to be kept in mastak. Do you understand what is pustak and what is mastak? Do you see big Bollywood films, you see, na? Mastak and Pustak, you know. Pustak means you don't write in copy, exercise book. You have to keep it in your mind. And you see our position. How are we? Whatever is taught in the last class, we all forget. We don't open the book also. See? Such was the sincerity of our Gurudev. And if you are sincere, you will get it, no doubt about it. So he is going to, for Brahma Vidya, one has to go to Himalaya. Now he is going to give Brahma Vidya in battlefield. Therefore, Lord is smiling. Is it the right time to give Brahma Vidya? No, Brahma Vidya is given in the morning. But it is the daytime there. So much of people, like somebody, if you start teaching a person at the airport or the platform in India. Can you teach a boy in platform in India? No. There's so much of Allah Gulla there. But Lord will see, except Arjun or Hanumanji on the top, nobody else will be able to hear it. Brahma Vidya in the battlefield. So it is not the right time, not the right place for giving Brahma Vidya. And the candidate also is not right. Why? Because he is not Sadhan Chatushtha Sampanna. How do you say he is not Sadhan Chatushtha? Because he was ready to do Nisiddha Karma. He was ready to run away from the battlefield. still Lord is going to give that Brahma Vidya to him. Therefore he is smiling. He is smiling because nobody else in his ascendant got this knowledge earlier. Arjun is getting first time. Arjun is getting first time, therefore he is smiling. Krishna is smiling also because he has diagnosed the disease. Whenever a doctor comes to your house, nowadays it is not there, right? When I was young, if you are ill, if the parents can't take you to doctor, you can call doctor, he will charge you double the fee, but they come. And when they come, you will see their face, they are grim, you know. Inside they fear whether they will be able to diagnose or not. They are serious, face is serious. But when they check the patient and when they are able to diagnose, they will wash their hand. At that time you see their face smiling. Why? Diagnose. Therefore Lord Krishna also diagnosed Arjuna disease. Therefore he is smiling. Prasanna eva. So whatever is stated up to this, up to sloka number 10 of chapter 2, Shankaracharya has not written any commentary on that. From sloka number 11 onward of chapter 2, Lord has written commentary. And whatever is so far said by Arjun, Shankaracharya will diagnose his disease in one sentence. That we will see in our next. If you are interested how Shankaracharya diagnosed Arjun disease, and which is applicable to all of us even now, then you have to attend next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.